In November, voters elected Democrat D. Billy Jones to replace retiring New York State Republican Assemblywoman Janet Dupree to represent the 115th District. Jones, the current chair of the Franklin County Legislature, says the transition is going well, and he's looking forward to tackling challenges in Albany that concern the North Country.
I'm preparing myself for what's to come. I have two jobs now as it is, and I'm winding those jobs down, and also, getting acquainted to what's going on in Albany. Not that I didn't know before, but orientating myself to certain things, and putting together a staff that will meet the constituent needs here in Franklin County and Clinton County and St. Lawrence County.
Have you had any sort of formal orientation in Albany?
No, next week I will have that.
What sorts of questions do you have, or what are you looking forward to with that?
Just simple things as far as acquainting myself with the Capitol. I've been down there many times, but you always learn something new about it. Setting up office space, and like I said, getting staff together and ready to tackle the issues that face us.
Have you had a chance to think yet about what your first priority will be once you're sworn in?
Well, I have had, and I think they're the same issues that came up to me from constituents around the North Country when I was campaigning. Obviously, jobs and the economy is the big issue here in the North Country. Education, the heroin, opioid epidemic is our big issues, and dealing with the corruption in Albany. Those were the main issues that came up to me from constituents, and I look forward to tackling those issues as well.
Do you have any bills in the works yet?
No, not right now, but it's a process, and we're working on things, and we'll have more to come in the upcoming weeks.
Have you been working with retiring Assemblywoman Janet Dupree during this transition period?
I look forward to meeting with Jan. We have communicated, and she's been very willing to, help me and work on things, because, her concern is the same as my concern and many people's concerns here in the North Country, and that's to, help people here in the North Country. And I look forward to it. Look forward to sitting down with her and discussing in detail what issues linger, and to pick her brain and get some of that knowledge that she's and experience that she's gained through her many years in the assembly.
As you take a look at what's been happening in Albany and some of the priorities that you've laid out, do you think that they will mesh with what you want to do, and that some of the action can actually be moved on fairly quickly?
Yes, I do. Obviously, my main concern is providing services and addressing the concerns for the people of the 115th District, and I will always do that. But working with other legislative leaders or legislative people around the state, obviously you can get a lot done for the North Country by doing that, reaching across the aisle, and I think we can accomplish a lot.
When you take a look at transitioning from being chair of the Franklin County Legislature, is there anything that you're leaving behind there, maybe some legislative work that you kind of wish you could finish, or are most of the things that you were working on done?
There's always issues, in local government. There are always issues that you leave behind. But I'm happy with what we've been able to accomplish here when I've been here, and there's more than more than capable people to address those issues that are forthcoming. But there are always issues that linger. But for the most part, I'm happy to be moving on, and I look forward to serving people in Albany and look forward to doing it.
Democrat D. Billy Jones will spend most of next week in Albany for assembly orientation sessions. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.